Welcome, friends and adventurers, to another episode of Dungeons and Blackguards. I am the Dungeon Master, Robulon. Joining me in no particular order are the players and their level 5 characters. Caleb.
Hello, I'm playing Kaito Itata. I'm a Warforged Barbarian level 5.
Brayden.
Hey, I'm Brayden. I'm playing Beleg Dagar, half-elf Hexblade Warlock, also level 5.
Brandon.
Hey, I'm Brandon. I'm playing Ikaruk Poonschley. I'm a Bloodhunter, half-orc, level 5.
Tomo.
Hey, I'm Tomo. I'm playing Steve Tellyman, a level 5 Gloomstalker Ranger Boy.
P.S. We have a badger.
Krizblick.
Oh, Krizblick.
Previously on Dungeons and Blackguards.
Can I give a whistle to get Krizblick back?
Kaizoa, can you roll initiative? As a shadow emerges from the safe.
Ooh. Nine.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Kaizoa, can you roll initiative again for Krizblick?
Ooh, shit.
Ooh, 19 plus 1.
Right, so your steam blast call, your SOS.
Yeah.
Your badger sign did not go unheard, and Krizblick crashes through, barrels past you, Kaizoa, right into this shadow that has emerged from the safe, the hurt locker. And you see her.
Sick balls, sick balls.
She goes, yeah, right for the throat. Like, to defend me from the shadow, because she knows I can't see shit.
Okay, do you want to use a multi-attack?
Yeah, because she's a badger. Yep. She's going right for a bite and a double claw.
Can you roll a d6 and a d4? Two separate rolls?
The d6 is a 5.
So 5 plus 2 is 7.
And the d4 is a 3.
Krizblick claw and bite to the upper torso section here. Kaitoba, you can see this. You know, Krizblick kind of arcs around. This is a tall, I suppose, a rather tall figure she seems to have leapt onto and is now snarling at the feet of this creature who is now going to... And party, we're going to come back to you. Steve. So you said you were concentrating. You're now there up on the rooftop. All of the logic says this is the way your prey has gone. Rook and Beleg, you see each other. Beleg, you look right, and Rook, you look left. And you guys would totally see each other. Rook, you see that Beleg is in his kind of nondescript human outfit.
That way.
Yeah, I'll nod and start heading towards my new digs, baby.
As you head south, Rook, you'll be literally walking right underneath you, Steve, and Beleg. You know, you'll be seeing Rook approaching you here.
I just look at Rook and I say, "Hey, man, I saw Steve out here. I'm trying to follow him down to where he thinks Naffrey went."
Okay, cool. Well, I'm going to go check out the quartermaster's, digs there and do a little investigation and see if I can't find out information.
You do you, man.
Gotta find my pops.
Yeah, no shit.
All right, as you guys cross paths, Rook, you're...
Rule number one of D&D. You're breaking it so much.
Oh, man.
You're heading southwards there. So Steve, you see Beleg beneath you. Rook, as you march southwards there, can you roll perception?
So, I believe I'm at a 1. Yeah, 12 plus 1, 13.
Okay.
Okay.
Rook is now out of sight, by the way, Steve. You just see him leave that junction here. And okay. Turn the corner down towards Quartermaster's Barracks. And Rook, with that roll, you clearly make out the entrance to this quartermaster barrack looking type area, and you can have a peek at what that looks like. Steve, yes, hey. Please.
So I left the owl with Chris Blick. What is the owl telling me what's going on?
Oh, that's right. Yes, Stolas would act as a second set of animal eyes. And so, yes, Steve, you would now be seeing what is happening back at the White Chain. Like, Krizlik has been to one side and closed this kind of small stone
door. Thank God.
Krizlik has run around to the other side and entered into an engagement with some sort of, you know, shadowy figure and has just launched at him.
Perception check. Is it Nafri?
I suppose roll.
That is okay. So that's gonna be so that's a 19. No, that's a 21. Pardon me.
Okay, Stolas here would indicate to you that this is a magic user, but it doesn't resemble Nafri. Man, anything else?
If I'm looking through Stolas's eyes, can I use an arcane check to get an idea if it's worth going back? Like, if this is actually...
I will say roll an arcana via Stolas, and then Rook, you're there. Okay. And then so Bellic, you would now see Steve up on the eaves there as you kind of look up. Yeah, you do notice Steve, but he seems to be looking back over his shoulder back towards the White Chain.
Ooh.
A 12.
Okay.
I don't know if there's any additional.
This analysis, you know, from Stolas, who is proving to be not at all, you know, a bad relayer of information, doesn't seem to be any change other than even Stolas here is having, you know, trouble communicating anything more than this is a engagement happening right now.
Robin, did I note Rook saying he's going to the quartermaster's chamber?
Yeah, you would have heard him exclaim, "I'm going for my new digs."
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I can message Bellic. He's in. Like, I know where he is. I can still see him.
Okay.
Is that? Yeah. Is he still sort of?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna message Bellic. Like, magic user White Chain. Still there. Or something.
I turn around and start running back.
And then Bellic, yeah, you start to double back.
Running back. Yeah.
Steve, you as well. You're running back along the rooftops.
Yeah, this seems to be more of a lead than me trying to search boats. So I am basically just doing like the the reverse of what I just did.
A double back.
Like, got fast it. As I can.
Yeah. Okay. So, right when, like, Chris Blick's attacking and we're in combat a bit, I'm just gonna yell out and be like, "Shorva, everyone, check the docks, check the quartermaster's quarter, get the owners."
As you shout, hope that your voice carries. You are going to... Yeah, so you're going to take 14 damage.
Jesus.
And Jesus. A sort of a black spear, you know, a black extension of this shadow jabs out at you. And as you witness this, you know, stab right through, say, your shoulder, Kaitoa, say your right shoulder, and this creature steps out. It is indeed sort of like a formless, almost 7.5-8 foot tall shadowy creature.
Oh Jesus.
Is it my turn?
You are now up.
I'm going to rage and also reckless attack.
Sorry, Rob. Would I be able to engage with Stolas as well? Would Stolas be part of the...
I'm gonna have you and Bellic roll initiative momentarily.
Okay.
And assume that you are just beelining it right back.
Yeah, but Stolas is already there, right?
Yeah, so roll, I guess, Stolas.
Yeah, I guess Stolas needs initiative.
You know what? Yeah. Let's say, Kaitoa, any attack you make, you will have an advantage with help from Stolas. Because regardless how long it takes Steve to get there...
Yeah, then I won't reckless attack.
This guy's already had his move. So what you would see right now is as Krizblik kind of backed off, Stolas is doing something distracting.
Okay, so I'm not going to reckless attack. I'm just going to rage and do a caustic hammer.
Oh, roll it up.
What do I have? 13 plus 6. Yeah. 19. Yeah.
19 total?
For attack.
That hits. And your caustic hammer here, as you swing it out towards the aperture of the opening safe door here, you seem to connect with this shadow figure, and your caustic hammer beats, you know, a spicy, bubbly path right through him. Roll damage.
Oh, picante.
Salsa verde.
Okay, 12.
Okay.
For damage.
So, Steve and Bellic, can you roll initiative?
Yeah.
Oh, nat 20.
Classic, Steve. I will take that. I rolled a 15 plus 2, so 17.
Okay, Kaitoa, you're going to be alone for, I mean, at least another round or two here. So can you?
Dude, I'm enraged. I'm good.
Roll 1d20.
An 11.
Okay, Krizblik here circles around here and takes another lunge, but now more like at the midsection of this shadow, but seems to like just not be able to catch anything in tooth or claw. And she now is back kind of between your legs. She's now, you know, on your side of the encounter. And you see this shadow javelin come out towards you again. And it shoots right past your cheek, your metal cheek, but does not connect. You're up.
Boom. I'm up?
Yep.
Okay. I'm 14.
Caustic hammer time?
Yeah.
Does not connect with this foe.
Yeah, I thought.
And Steve and Bellag... Bellic, you'd be dashing up the stairs.
Oh, no, wait. I get two attacks. Sorry.
Second attack.
I was wondering about that. I wasn't going to bring it up.
Yeah, I'm curious. I'm totally sorry. Yeah, I get two attacks. The second one doesn't hit either.
Oh, level 5. No. Well, hey, man, if you don't roll it, you definitely can't hit. Good.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're swinging, you're whiffling here. So Bellic, you would be dashing up from the bottom, and Steve, are you re-entering from the third floor?
Well, I'm running. Yeah, I definitely like summoned my glaive too.
Just a little ranger torpedo with my net 20. So yes, the fastest way possible.
You just blast right back in through the third floor window. You're dashing across the rooftops, Bellic.
You would
swiftly make it up the stairs, only to see that Steve has beaten you by moments.
Wonderful.
Did Shorva or anyone hear my yell?
At this point, it does not appear that way. Bellic, as you ran through the front, it looks like everybody's away on like carpet cleaning duty or something.
Cool.
Yeah, so Steve from this angle.
Steve swing.
All you see is, Kaitoa saying, Steve, swing.
Do I see, is the bad guy in sight?
There's a black shadowy figure here filling almost the entire doorway. It looks like trading blows with Kaitoa. Krizblik is bristling there, and then Stolas is sort of hanging back on the inside of the Hurt Locker behind your foe.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm going to Hunter's Mark the thing and then unleash daggers on it.
As you cast Hunter's Mark, this magical mark that marks them for death by you and none other, you feel it does not take, it does not mark.
Is this an illusion then?
One thing is for sure, in this case you feel like your mark sort of vanished.
All right, well, we got this. I'm going to throw daggers. And hopefully hopefully get something. So that's a 15.
That does not hit. Your dagger seems to fly wide of the mark.
Okay, that is
odd.
18 is 21.
Oh, here your dagger seems to find something solid and bury itself in. Roll damage.
Okay, so that is a 7 plus 10 for 17.
Well, you definitely see a reaction.
Okay, and then the last attack.
Yeah.
Is a 19 plus 3.
That hits. Nice. So as he emerges and kind of shows a bit more of his torso here.
So that's potentially another 17 damage.
Yes. And Beleg, as you see, you know, Steve burst in through the window, flying daggers at this into the encounter. What are you doing? You're up.
So I've got my glaive already summoned, right?
Glaive out.
Oh yeah, glaive out. Glaive out for the homeboys. Then I will cast Armor of Agathys on myself.
Armor of Agathys.
Double check to see if it's a bonus action or just a full action.
Satyr glaives are for the boys.
I think that requires an action, but you can still move, no?
Let's see here. Yeah, one action. So, yeah, I'll cast Armor of Agathys and move up close to the shadow.
Would you say standing side by side with your party, like with Kaitoa and Steve, probably just at the door here launching daggers?
Yeah.
You're there. Okay, so Rook, as you turn the corner here into this large expanse.
Yeah.
As you come up here to the quartermaster's barracks, yeah, it's a collection of like several buildings with a courtyard in the middle. And can you roll initiative? As 12 men...
Can I roll
men,
stealth first?
I don't think so, my friend.
No, he already called initiative.
Are
no
you way. Walking down South Main Street alone? Are you the new quartermaster of Pole? Did you just kill somebody in a duel?
Yes.
Roll initiative.
Son of a gun.
You made it out of your square, and now as you walk down South Main Street and turn right towards the quartermaster's barracks.
Yeah, I rolled a 7 plus 2. It's a 9. I'm going to use an inspiration. I got two. I'm going to use one. Oh, yeah. Nat 20, baby.
Okay.
Nice.
You act first, Rook, as 12 men dash out at you, swords drawn, from the small entrance here to the quartermaster's barracks. You recognize them. These are those same men from Hugill Castle, these men that were allied, say, or associated with Flaunton and the quartermaster. Within moments, then, four of them are right up in your 5-foot range, but you act first.
Okay, well, first thing I'm going to say is, gentlemen, I'm your new quartermaster. What is going on here? As I say that, I'm going to have both my hands on my sword, Bergen's blade, and my short sword, and wait for the response or body language. And if I don't like it, then I'm going to attack.
You can roll intimidation for sure.
Intimidation. That's going to be a 19.
One or two of these men, these soldiers, like charging at you, maybe check their step. But there is no change in the overall advance. And these first four, you know, within your 5 feet, blades now flash out, and they are making to strike.
Okay, well then I'm going to take aim at whoever's closest with my Bergen's blade and with my short sword. So, on my long sword, Bergen's blade, that's a 19. On the second one, that is a 9.
The first one, your long sword hits, so that's what, a D8?
Yeah.
But the second does not connect, so you now are bringing down this long sword on the first gentleman who is within your 5-foot radius. It does cleave right into one of his fleshy bits. You've drawn blood.
Want me to roll up my D8?
Oh, please. How much blood? Like
gentleman is a loose term.
That one is going to be an 8, a 5 plus 3. And then on the second one...
Dual wielder feet?
So that means you get the bonus damage. Like, you actually get the damage bonus for your offhand weapon.
What'd you roll, Mr. Rook?
That's a 19 plus 6, so 25.
And so you're hitting the same guy or a separate guy?
I'd go for the same guy.
Okay, same guy. Roll up your damage again as this guy in front of you is messing with blades.
6 plus 3, so 9. My D6 is a 4.
You bring down stroke after stroke onto this first soldier you've engaged here, and you are 3/4 of the way through him. As the blows start raining in on you, and first you parry one of these fools to the left. Then you also dodge one of these guys at the right who's jabbing as you're kind of sawing through this first guy from top to bottom. And then the third fellow connects. Damn. And you're going to take 8 damage. Oh. And again, you're able to bob away from a thrust from a short sword. A second fellow comes up. He slices for your neck, and you duck out of the way. And then a third fellow, he seems to now be encircling you, Rook. You're in trouble. You're encircled by, like, 75%. And rightfully, he connects, and you're going to take 7 damage to the back. You've been pierced in one of your armor plates. The final 3 circle around. I mean, there cannot be any more of these men here taking stabs at you, but this guy is not able to connect. You are now fending off and, you know, butterfly spinning and wielding, and somehow you parry a second blow, and the final fellow is able to deliver amongst all the flashing swords here. 8 damage.
Holy fuck.
And folks, there is now in the third floor of the White Chain, like, a new sort of order of initiative where we have Stolas always first, and somebody can take use of whatever action they do. Then the foe. Then Kaitoa, who's always been there. Oh, sorry, no, sorry, Crisplick. Then Shadow,
yeah.
Then yeah. Kaitoa, then Steve, then Beleg. Yeah. So what do you want Stolas to do this round, Steve?
Well, he's going to fuck with the monster.
Okay.
And get that aid. And then make space. Just the standard swoop in, get the attention, and then swoop out.
Okay.
Put your left wing in, put your left wing out, put your left wing in.
Somebody will take advantage of that. About. Kaitoa, Crisblick goes even before the foe.
Ooh, okay, sweet.
So Crisblick would get the advantage, being the next attacker.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So 2d6, 1d4, or 2d4?
You can always roll. One is a d6 bite, one's a d4 claw. If you got cojones, roll 4d20 and take the best 2 to hit AC.
Yeah.
And then roll some damage.
7 and a 12.
You roll 2 more times.
Yeah, so roll 2 more times.
No, I did. Those are the 2 bats. Oh. Yeah.
Although Crisblick seemed to really find purchase and connect, you know, with that first bite, She does not seem to be able to find anything to claw or bite, and kind of lunges through, circles back around Kaito, and is back between your legs, having not seemed to, you know, do any damage. Now a spear comes flying out. This is a projectile, and it is going to have a terrifying effect on our good friend Kaitoa, because 18, I don't even add anything to that.
Not damage.
AC versus AC.
And yeah. Damage. So it hits, yeah.
Oh, but damage is also in the teens. 14 damage.
Halved, because so I'm raised.
7, yes.
Yeah.
And this is, no matter how otherworldly it is, you have been pierced, you know, for a second time by this black projection of a weapon.
All good. My turn, right?
And you're up, Kaitoa.
I yell, close the door. And I'm going to do a reckless attack and also my great weapon mastery. I got a 15 plus 6, so 21 for an attack.
That is, yes.
So that's the first attack. So I got 8 for damage.
Okay.
And then the second attack. Oh, 24.
Anti-quattro.
And it's a 12.
Oh, wow. That's huge damage. Okay, so...
Yeah.
So
yeah.
As you connect with both of these things, you know, you've certainly advanced just to the perimeter here. Krizblik stands beside you, but I mean, yeah, you are definitely connecting with your axe as you swing into the darkness. Steve.
Yes.
You're up.
So I get 3 attacks. 17 plus 3.
That'll hit.
So that is a 19 or a 17 damage.
Right. And I just did my quick little bit of research. Is Hunter's Mark magical?
Yes.
Okay, then no.
If it has applied.
Steve is assured now whatever he's fighting is somehow not subject to the Hunter's Mark's efficacy. So this guy is not a humanoid.
Okay, so it's a 17.
Yeah.
And then if my Hunter's Mark doesn't do damage, then I don't get an extra D6.
Oh, really? Oh, the whole D6 disappears. Okay.
Well, I mean, if it's not attached to it.
Yeah.
Next attack. So I need to hit a 19, right?
Correct. And daggers now, Kaito, are like flying over your shoulder to your left and to your right. In this enclosed area, you now feel, you know, Beleg and Steve, you know, adding to your defensive lines right behind you.
Nope, the other two don't hit.
Yeah, and these daggers, you can hear them ping, ping, you know, clang into the back of the Hurt Locker. Beleg, in your summoned armor, yeah, you dash up. You're now on the front lines as you see, you know, a flurry of daggers come out of the poncho boy.
Well, I'm going to swing at the shadowed figure. That's shitty. My first attack misses.
And your second attack?
Oh, fuck. Forgot to ask my Hexblade curse. That would have been a crit if I did.
Okay.
And you get to add your proficiency bonus to damage rolls. You crit on a 19 and a 20, and then you're you gain hit points when they die.
Hmm.
But I forgot to do that. So it's a normal 19 plus 6, so 25.
Oh yeah, your pole arm connects.
All right. Ta-da-da. And that is a 9 plus 3, so it's 12 damage.
All right. Yeah, as Beleg, how would you say here? Have you kind of like leapt into the scene or what?
Yeah, I like to think I leapt into the scene with a, you know, like a stabbing attack, and I missed the first one and then brought my glaive over my head and came with a horizontal swipe at the air that was in front of me.
Nice. Yes, I can see it. It's beautiful. Back to our other initiative, Rook. You are up.
Hey, how many fucking guys are around me right now?
It
9?
It appears to be 11.
Jesus.
But you cannot tell because the first 10 circled around you. I mean, they take up all the space.
Hey, well, yeah, I guess my first action is going to be to... well, I'm going to go after somebody on the outer edge that's, I feel like I can take out, make a hole for myself here. So I'm going to attack towards, I guess, the main street.
Okay. Can you quickly roll a d6 as you try and release your blade after sawing through this guy?
That's a 3.
Yeah, you're just able to pull out your blades, and although you've taken some serious hits, you survey, did just dispatch one of your foes. So there are definitely 10 soldiers right about you, all armed with short swords. I mean, most of them seem to have a buckler as well.
Okay, and is there a little... Can I identify a space to move... to try to break through them being surrounding around me?
Like, any of these guys are fencing you in. The only logical way you can see getting out, and maybe you think back to your training, as a boy and in your swordsmanship lessons, you have to make a puncture somewhere. You gotta create a weakness somewhere. If you can't see a weakness, create it.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to attack, the guy on the outer edge that I feel is towards the street that I want to go. So one is 14, so plus 6 will be 20.
That hits.
Second one will be a 10 plus 6, so 16.
Both hit.
Okay. And I'm going to get a d8 and a d6. Let's see, on the first one, D8, it's going to be a 3 plus 3 is a 6.
Mm-hmm.
And my second one's a 4 plus 3 is a 7.
You're getting to know the sweet spots on these soldiers of Holb's armor getup. And you are. You're starting to kind of push towards this one guy, and you've dealt these thrusts and chops. Are you attacking again?
It hasn't created a space for me to move through, has it?
Not at all. other than a slight giving, as you land your blows on these guys, you're encircled.
Wield again.
Or you can take if you defend, you get advantage on that shit.
What to do?
Although far be it for me to tell the quartermaster of Polb
how to duel.
How to duel. Well,
what is duel?
Yeah, because even if I make a space and then I run, they still get an attack of advantage, don't they?
You will get like at least 6 opportunity attacks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd
like to use a disengage action. That would be
the only way. The only way you could disengage realistically.
You've already done an attack, right?
Yeah, the time for that seems to have been over.
You can't disengage.
I tried. Well, I tried to not engage. Period. And they were coming at me. So. I'll defend then. Let's see.
We're going to spend one more round with Rook here. And you are able to deflect all of the blows from the first two soldiers here. And a third is unable to connect. And a fourth is unable to connect.
Jesus.
Fuck, you are bobbing and weaving, but by the fifth motion... as you're just narrowly avoiding a chop that seems to have been aimed at your neck, and you duck again. It seems like these guys are getting into your groove, and they are knowing where you're about to go next, because you just get stabbed below your armpit, and you are going to take 8 damage.
Fucking hell. I'm going to hellish rebuke this motherfucker.
Oh, shit. Okay, and that'll allow you to do one counterattack and fry him.
Mm-hmm. It's a dex of 12.
Dex saving throw. Okay. He does not pass that, because that's just 7 plus 2 is 9. So he does not pass that. Full damage.
It's 2d10s.
Howie!
Yeah. that's a 9 and a 4.
As these blows rain down and metal glints and flashes before your eyes, you do see, Rook, that your foe is starting to singe. And he looks like he's taken a step back. So you start to create a bit of an opening in the circle. There is now the one guy who you've killed, cut in half, the guy you've singed, and there starts to be an opening as the remaining guys... How many of these hellish rebukes you got?
I only had one spell.
Okay. Okay. 19. That's gonna hit, my friend. 3 damage. 9 will not hit. 10 will not hit. That's a nat 20.
Man, you've been dodging so many hits, though.
That's double damage on that nat 20. 10. And the last... two soldiers here are taking their strike, and this, you know, the second to last guy, Rook, I mean, with all of the bobbing and weaving, there has to be an opening, and he deals you that 10 damage. I don't track your hit points, dude. The last guy, fuck, is he also nat 20s, dude.
Holy shit!
He's a nat 20. So these last two, really, the opening has been given to them. You've been overpowered, Rook, and so double damage. 12 damage.
Well, yeah, I was at 1 hit point on the last one, so...
Use a half-orc, though.
Yeah, I can use that.
Go to 1.
Yeah.
You stay perpetually 1. Okay, so that... two thrusts, Rook. There's no way about this. These guys have landed some deadly blows.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let you digest that a little bit. Party, we're back to you.
Who's up?
Stolas, I believe.
Yeah, Stolas for the aid.
Yeah, Stolas gives aid.
Then that would mean that Krizblick is up first and takes advantage of the distraction. So you can roll up to 4 d20s if you got him.
Oh, 115 and 15.
Those are the best?
Yep. I got 115 and 35s in a row.
She is unable to deal damage. Kaito, you haven't moved your position at all. You haven't retreated at all.
Nope. I'm still good.
Guys, you stand at the mouth there. You are going to see that same lance dart out. This time, it does not connect with you.
Just so you know, I reckless attack, so he has advantage. I'm at disadvantage for a round.
Yeah, fuck, I always forget to do that, so roll another. Well, thank you for reminding me, says a voice from inside the Hurt Locker.
the whole reason I'm here is to try and deal hits and take hits. So, yeah, I deserve it.
Kaitoa, as the first lance, this dark black lance, kind of darts out right beside your face again. You kind of go back and you look at the party. And then another one comes out of the darkness and stabs you in the back of the hand that you were waving with. You're going to take...
What's the damage?
Half of 8.
4. Sweet. I'll take it.
And Kaitoa, as this thing like comes out of your hand, like it has left a clean hole like the size of a gold piece in your hand.
And I just like turn my head and look back at him and pull out my caustic hammer.
You're up, buddy.
Okay, so I'm going to do two hits with the Colossic Hammer with Great Weapon Mastery, which is a minus 5 to attack.
But a plus 10 to damage or something?
Yeah, but like a minus 5 to attack. And so I got a 11.
Oh, versus AC?
Yeah.
That's about 8 shy of where you need to be.
Yeah, for the first one. And I got a 17. So yeah, I miss them both.
And Kaitoa, you and Chris like both kind of back off as we're going to throw to Steve.
Hey! Is there any way to tell if we're doing damage to this thing, or is it just like sucking up daggers?
He took some hits and fell back.
We can say for sure you guys feel your weapons connecting. You see the shape, you know, take the daggers and stagger back. Kaitoa, you've definitely felt connect. Krizblik's bit the thing.
Krizblik's perception.
And that was like someone needs to go shut that door. We just need to hit it in and shut this door again.
You could roll perception, Steve. That'll be part, I'd say that'll eat up like just maybe like your bonus action.
Okay. That's fine.
Part of your turn. Yeah.
16.
Oh. You're a gloom stalker ranger. This is your thing, eh? Well, you would feel like any spell-like ability, supernatural ability, magic effect will have no effect here. You cannot say for certain like what this is, but Steve's, you know, ranger sense and your intuition here.
Yeah, just kind of ate my hunter's marks.
So. Yeah, it precisely.
Okay. Well, two more daggers head its way then.
Okay, and so roll it up.
Aim high. Hitting for 19, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a big AC.
That's huge. Okay, first one misses. The second one definitely hits.
Oh, nice.
The second one hit with a 19 plus 3.
Okay.
Oop. So that is 15 damage.
Yeah, the dagger, again, clearly you almost feel like you hear kind of a funk. And there, Kaitoa, our daggers again flying over your shoulders, seeming to connect half the time. Anything else, Steve?
I guess I'll call out to the other two.
No magic!
Physical attacks. Magic is useless.
My caustic hammer hit him.
Still physical.
Magic damage, or is it acid? Because it's not magic damage.
No, that's what I mean. But acid works.
Yeah.
Belleg, you're up, and you hear the shrill, prepubescent voice of Steve.
No magic!
And I yell back, then I won't use my Hexblade curse and waste a bonus action.
Your foe still seems to occupy the 6-foot doorway to the Hurt Locker.
Alright, I'm going to throw a couple more Hexyglaives.
Close the door.
Hold the door.
Roll it up, Belleg.
First one misses. Second one hits with a vengeance.
All right.
It's an 18 plus 6.
Same thing, you thrust and it misses, and then you come around on a well-practiced second move with your pole arm.
And that's a 5 plus 3, so that's...
Oh, nice.
Yeah, 8 damage total. 8.
As you come around from the side, Belleg, you actually feel like not only did you connect, but you actually feel your glaive hit the back of the inside of the door.
Oh.
Probably maybe just went clean through.
Slicing through you.
Anything else, then, as you retract your blade from the darkness?
Nope. Stand at the ready. Blade out.
Okay. Rook.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, so the last thing that you see is a collection of bloodthirsty faces. You're creeping closer to death and then alternatively hanging on to life, though, Rook.
Yeah, if he goes to zero, he just goes to one.
He just goes to one. Oh, so that makes it easier.
He goes to one instead. Yeah. So he stays conscious. It's like a super tough orc thing. The first time he drops under zero, he just goes to one instead.
Super resilient or some shit.
Yeah.
So but all he's got is a chance to run away.
Yeah.
So if he gets hit again, he's fucked.
So it makes half orcs so awesome.
Or not fucked, but he just gets a chance to disengage and run.
So, which is all I can do, is disengage and go through what little hole he made.
Yield?
Even in death, he is proud.
It's like anyone would die.
Well, 11 attacked you. You definitely killed one. It's gotta be 10. Yeah, gotta be 10 to 1.
You can definitely disengage without getting... I mean, if you've got space to get out, you could disengage without pulling... attacks of opportunity.
Disadvantage, yeah.
Attacks of, and then break the fuck out.
Well, it's the only thing I can do. Like, I've got to disengage either way. But, I mean, whether or not... what I'm wondering is if I've got space to... or I've made it clear enough hole, right? Because I did Hellish Rebuke buddy who hit me, and I also did deal a couple good blows to the other buddy. So it's not like they're standing there just... feeling very good either.
So, I think I see what you're getting at. Then roll me a constitution. I need to get a sense.
It's an 11 plus 2, so it's 13.
Are you trying to, like, just stumble out of this crowd of murderous soldiers?
Well, I'd be running, yeah.
Okay.
Get out of there, yeah.
Okay, with that in mind... you lurch up. I mean, but there, I feel like there's maybe literally a sword still, like, protruding from your side or something. But in a moment of sort of miraculous endurance, you just are able to push past these two guys encircling you in. But at the same time, you will naturally have hands grappling you immediately. So can you make a dexterity or a saving throw to resist the grapple? Sorry, dexterity or a strength to resist the grapple?
Well, I'll go strength.
Okay.
And that's 22.
All right. You are trying to put down 10 pairs of hands that are now grasping at you. And despite your efforts, Rook, you're being taken to the ground. You're now grappled and held in the bottom. And you see swords being drawn as well. There are now swords at your throat, Rook, as you are turned back over and you look, you're looking up at the sky. You start to hear shouts, though, Rook, from, I guess, from over to your left. A lot. Of shouts from, looks like people passing up and down, and your couple of feet, you know, you've kind of stumbled maybe just into view of a couple more people in the street here.
Well, I'm not going to be fighting back. I'll just lay there and kind of, yeah, it's not much I can do.
Yeah. So. Yeah. We're going to freeze frame on Rook. Guys, back in the White Chain, who really have no idea this is going on. We're back at the top of the order.
Advantage Crisplick.
Advantage Crisplick, if Stolas is doing the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, give that advantage.
Roll it up.
Oh, sweet. Nat 20 and not a nat.
Double damage on the bite, so that's 2d6.
Okay. 6 in total.
Okay, and then, sorry, nothing on the other attack?
It was a 5 and 1, and the second one missed.
Well, Crisblick here is rewarded by the tenacity, and just like that first strike, Kaitoa, she kind of now uses the old, like, scurry up your back, over your shoulder, and seems to find the throat area, and is just tearing away at the darkness. This dark figure, and your badge of familiar now circles back around nearby to you.
Okay, I think it's one dark figure's turn.
Okay, there is a sound of like multiple these spear-like projections here that have been stabbing out at Kaitoa now fly out at you, Beleg, Steve, right in this area of effect outside of the safe. Can you guys roll your choice of a dexterity saving throw?
Yeah, dex. Usually it's a dex check, I guess.
Yeah.
So I'm rolling a dex save?
A dex save. And Kaitoa, a dex save.
In my fancy hat.
You are point blank range seeing these things fly out.
Oh, 24. Okay, so it does hit me. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
24 for Steve.
No.
Dex is his
thing. Yeah. Beleg, roll the 10.
And Kaitoa?
17.
17. Oh, okay. So, Beleg, you're going to take 22 damage.
Fuck.
And the other guy's half.
11.
Was it a physical attack or a spell?
It was physical. Do you have a way to ward this off or somehow reduce it?
I cannot reduce it, but whoever dealt it will take 15 damage.
Oh, smell nice. It. What is that?
That's my armor of Agathys.
Oh, nice. What type of damage is it?
Is
it magic damage?
Let me Google if I think it's ice damage? Cold damage?
Oh, really?
Yeah, cold damage is what it is.
So, Robin, I'm resistant to all damage except psychic, because I'm enraged.
So happen again, round down to 5.
Yeah.
Okay. And Kaitoa, although point-blank range, you're taking one of these frighteningly sharp kind of black piercing lances. It just does not penetrate your construct high, and you kind of scoff it off and brush off the 5 damage. Beleg, not so lucky. And Steve, I think you were just able to avoid like a serious hit to anything other than an appendage.
You said 22 to me, right, Rob?
Yeah.
All right. That's all right. I had some temporary hit points there.
You know, the way now that this volley has erupted into the room has luckily, you know, gone like over Krizblik's head, so she was not in that volley.
Oh, thank God.
Kaitoa.
All right, caustic hammer. Yeah, reckless attack.
Okay.
So I got a non-natural 20 and a 16.
Okay, well, you know one of those is going to connect.
I got a 9 plus 3.
All right, Kaitoa, you feel your blow connect, and whatever it has connected with has been shattered. A bit of your foe, an appendage, whatever it is, you just feel being crushed beneath the weight. Anything else in your move?
Yeah, I have a second attack. Is there anything left?
Oh, yes.
My second attack misses.
Okay, so you swing but do not connect. Steve, you're up.
I want to throw my daggers where that last hit connected.
And this creature filling the 6-foot doorway, I mean, it's a physical creature, but as you look at it, it obscures the light around it. It's hard to get a look at it.
Okay, first one misses. Two ones and 18, so that hits. 1 plus 3, 4, 14. And last one is 16 plus 3, so that's 19, which hits.
We know a 19 connects.
That is only a plus. I don't get a bonus. So that is 4 plus, so 14, 28 altogether.
Oh, wow. Clearly right in to the mark. Beleg, you're up.
Come on, Beleg.
I'm going to do the same do. Hexic Lathe. Fuck. First one misses again.
Dude, 19 for
second
me
one
such
hits
a
again.
19 is so really tough.
I've rolled an 18 on my second roll every single time so far.
All right. So
thank God we all get two hits, because an average one hit. Yeah.
That was pretty shitty. I rolled a 1 plus 3, so a 4. 4 damage.
Unimpressed with your hit, though, nonetheless, Beleg, you know, you dart forward and you add your own blade to the mix here. And Rook, now all you see are cobblestones. You see your own blood pooling before your face.
Yeah, well, I'll just ask them what this is all about and hear what they say.
Revenge. I'm gonna cut you up, half-orc boy. All four corners of the city.
Revenge for winning a duel against a guy who accepted my challenge and then fought for somebody who wasn't supposed to fight in the duel anyways.
Can you roll a constitution as the blood fills in your mouth?
Yep.
19.
Okay, you're able to choke those words out, but Rook, I'm afraid to say, these guys are not in any mood for talking. And you feel the pommel on your brow, and all is black.
Yeah.
Let's fucking kill this motherfucker.
Yeah, I want to try and kill this thing.
Yes.
So the top of the order again now, Stolas would be giving what a help aid to whoever attacks next.
Yeah, which is Crispa.
Okay. Yeah. Roll him up, Kaitoa.
I got a 15 and a 6.
Yeah, she circles around. You said, sorry, 15 plus 6 or 15 and a 6?
15 and a 6.
Yeah, no, no. So she's she's unable to connect, but there is a black and white flurry with both Stolas and the badger, Krizblik. This foe here is now starting to be simply overwhelmed by numbers, something that another member of the party knows all too much about.
I think it's his hit right now.
Another flurry.
Oh God.
Yeah, how far back are you, Steve?
From whom?
From the doorway here.
From the doorway itself?
Yeah, can you...
15 feet? Yeah, I got about 15.
Okay.
Is it 15?
Get ready for another one of those area of attack things, but yeah, you got to be within 15. So, I mean, Beleg, I know you are, Kato, I know you are, but theoretically, Steve, you could be at the perimeter.
He totally is at the perimeter. He just like jump back and miss it. Like, it's totally
take one step.
I'll tell you what. What I'll do is I'll give you advantage on the dex saving throw. Here we go. Yeah. Everybody, make a dex saving throw on these fearsome vol.
21.
7.
That's my shit.
I got a 17.
Wow, wow, wow.
Ooh. 9 damage.
Ah, it's not so bad. I'm still doing all right.
Steve, you're 21, so I don't think you got hit.
Sweet.
And then Kaitoa, what is yours? 9, half, then halved again?
If you pass the check, yep.
Sweet.
The move here seems to be over. There is like no movement, no melee attack coming out. Kaitoa, you're front and center.
You get the advantage too, right?
Yeah, the advantage has been transferred as kind of the owl and the badger circle about.
Okay, so only one lands of the caustic hammer, and it's a 24.
Damage.
Oh, shitty. It's only a 6.
And now sort of the obscuring shadowiness has all but disappeared. And indeed, it seems like you're fighting this almost like, yeah, almost indistinct in shape. And it seems to have... Oh, Steve, this is going to disappoint you as you look in with your dark vision. It seems to have sort of no features and no eyes and nose.
That's another one of his fucking things.
It's definitely a decoy.
And you are now going to be, that was you, Kaitoa, and then Steve, yeah, you're up.
Okay, so I can see the form?
Yes.
I want to just put daggers in terrible places.
Okay. Death by a thousand cuts. So as you launch your daggers there, roll me up some
d20s. Okay. Missed the first, son of a bitch. Hit the second. 17. And goddammit, missed the third. So 17 damage.
Now you see the dagger actually land, you know, bury itself up to the hilt, exactly where this form's eyes should be. It still advances now and is lurching forward from the door right towards the party. Bella, you're up.
You know the drill. Rolling once, and it's a 21. And that is 7 plus 3, so that's 10 damage on the first one. And I just swapped rolls. So my second one does not hit at all.
So Beleg, as you kind of again stab outwards, your glaive finds center mass. And you seem to have punctured this creature right through the middle. It is not falling off your glaive. It is not moving. It's sort of everything now is just frozen in this exact moment, Beleg, as you stab your glaive right through the middle. And now, can everybody make a perception check? Who's been fighting this creature?
Yeah, it's not too bad. Let's say 15 plus 1 for Bella. I got 16.
Yeah, okay. I got a 14.
Okay.
That's a 15 for Steve.
All of you then keenly witness the form here of this creature solidifying now into like a black charcoal sort of skin. It's been petrified on your glaive here, this form, Beleg.
All right, pull it close to me.
Okay, you're reeling it in?
Yeah.
Okay, as you reel it in, it has very little weight, Beleg. I mean, it seems like on the end of your glaive, this thing only weighs like maybe 50, 60 pounds?
Try to, like, pull it out from the shadow so I can see it here.
Yeah, as you extract it out. Yeah, it is this featureless, androgynous form of an almost 8-foot-tall mannequin. Very featureless and round, and your glaive sticks right through it. But it's kind of crispy. I mean, it almost looks like, yeah, charcoal for a campfire. That's what it's made of.
Can I do a history to see if I recognize the shape or anything?
Yeah, certainly. Roll a history.
15.
You feel immediately that this thing is not from the material plane.
Shitty. Arcana check.
Yeah.
Your immediate hunch, Kaitoa, is this is an ethereal something. Ethereal and not material. What would you like to roll there, Steve? Arcana?
Yeah.
Hey, yo, where's that Arcana Master part of your party? Anybody thinking about, where'd Rook go again?
We just fought something. We don't have time to think.
It's been a full minute, so probably not.
I'm like half health right now. Like, I haven't had a chance to think about anything other than not dying.
Shit.
22 hit point daggers or whatever.
Like, that's an 18 Arcana.
Steve, you can be assured as you look on, like some ethereal golem from like a shadow realm. This be some dark, ethereal, summoned creature. And what you're looking at is again, kind of like the husk of the defeated creature on the end of Beleg's pole arm. It's like a big marshmallow that you've burned on the end of your stick.
Well, that's freaky. Should I...
It's not Nafri. Son of a bitch.
Would a religion check pertain to anything?
You can definitely roll religion, Beleg, as... finally, Rook, I will leave you with this. As you're knocked out, the faces of the people who you shared those final words with, they seemed hell-bent on seeing somebody chopped limb from limb, and that they had found exactly who they were looking for in you. So, I mean, you were able to determine their motives right at the end there.
Sounds good.
Yeah. And Beleg will take your religion check.
It was a 16 minus 1.
Does Beleg have any particular affiliation from a deity perspective, not your patron?
No, I'd be kind of patron or bust for Beleg, I think.
So you're kind of agnostic towards other deities. Okay, and then in terms of lore, I suppose maybe you read one time a long while ago about an ethereal cast of characters to be summoned. And so you would know this is not something that pertains to any religion. Nobody has the corner on this creature. Irrespective of religion, Beleg would know potentially then about these creatures.
Gotcha.
So your religion check was good enough to know it has nothing to do with religion.
That works. Just for theatrical purposes, Rob, I'd like to send my Hexblade back to the ethereal plane just so that the charcoal figure just kind of crawls at my feet.
Interesting. Okay, so you're going to de-joop your Hex Glaive Blade.
Yeah.
With Marshmallow Man on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Send him back to hell.
Beleg, along with your blade, the form here also disappears and blinks away.
Ooh.
And that, friends and adventurers, is where we'll have to leave you for tonight.
Can you roll an inspiration on initiative?
Anything where you guys want to add plot armor. So if you feel you need to, you can do it.
Well, yeah.
Guys in our room, careful with just saying hit or don't hit. If he's getting more tangible, the AC might be going down. So if you roll an 8, say it out loud instead of just.
Yeah, hit. Good call.
Yep.
Ooh, that is a good call. That's not what's happening, but I might save that for a different monster.
It's still 19. Shots. Deal with it.
Now, what's your AC? 15. Why do I always think 16?
Yeah.
It seems strange that you have the lowest AC.
You can make it 16 if you want.
We need to do something about that.
He's a buck-naked barbarian.
You got to get into the 16 club. But anyways, your initiative was just shit here, wasn't it? 9 total.
Yeah.
What would you say here, Kaitoa? Like, would you say that Krizblik is starting to get furious because she is unable to deal damage?
Yeah, no, I'd say between my legs, she saw me miss with that last stroke.
Oh, that sounded so profane. I'm like talking about strokes between your legs.
I didn't even hear that one coming. Yeah. then you are, again, Kaito, you haven't moved your position at all. You haven't retreated at all. Not Hamas. I slipped and said Hamas.
I heard Hamas too.
And Tomo, you get inspiration.
Yes!
Yeah, catching the slip of a, you know, minor character. Absolutely. Wouldn't it be funny if he did appear there? You burned all, my docks down, all, you fuckers.
Like, face is all melted and shit.
Me da's dead. Out of nowhere.